This she'er is dedicated to Ili Nishmas Laiba Shmiel.
Three shures up from the bottom. Tanya learned about Isa Abo bin Yomin Oimeim. Shnayim Shenichnesu Yisparo. Two went into Beis Haknesses to stand Shmonesa. They called them Echad Men Yisparoel. One of them was finished before. Although him tinas chave didn't wait for the other one, he left the other one alone. But Yosef went out. They tear up his tefillah in his face. It means his tefillah is retroactively rejected. Shenema, and he brings a pasuk. Now the pasuk is a play on words. They tear up his nefesh. Nefesh means, in this case, his tefillah in his face. Is it because of you that the earth should be forsaken? It means, when you walk out, do you think that everything is over already? Don't you know the Shekhinah is still there listening to this man? Do you think because you went away, it's all over? Don't you understand that the Shekhinah is still listening to this man? So why didn't you remain so the man shouldn't be afraid to be by himself and to daven properly? Well, not only that, he causes the Shekhinah to depart. The Shekhinah rests only when people have consideration for each other. Shenema, the pasuk concludes, and the rock moves from its place. Shenema, the rock that gave birth to you, you forgot. That's our Kodesh Baruch. So therefore, a person has no consideration for the other, and he leaves while the other one is trying to stand Shmon Esrei. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, first of all, tears up his tefillah, and secondly, the Shekhinah departs. If he did wait for his fellow man, Maschoi, what is his reward? Omar Rabbi Yisrael B'Chanina. Next plot. Zaycheli B'Goches Halalu. He merits the following Goches. Shenema. Lu Ikshavto Li Mitzvoyse. Would that you have listened or given ear to my mitzvahs. Now, hikshavta in this sense is taken to mean, had you waited because of my mitzvahs. It's all play on words. Had you waited because of my mitzvahs, then vihi kinoho shlomecho, your welfare would be like a river. Just like a river continues to flow always, so your welfare, your well-being would continue forever. Utsidkosho kigale hayom. And your merit, here means the merit of your righteousness, will be like the waves of the sea that never stop rolling. And your children will be like sand. And the offspring of you should be like the shore of the sea. And therefore, these brachos are for the person who waits for his fellow man. He has consideration. But his fellow man should be able to complete his mitzvah. Say that. The top tesvus. Hamis palel. Elohim tines chaveire teofen lo tfilos abifar. Pirash chavein et ham. Vizeh hoy Elohim. That was only the batek nisiyah shalahem. There batek nisiyah shahoyu v'sodah. They were out in the field. Not in the town. The Beis HaKnesses is out in the field. That's why at night you should wait, because people are afraid to be left alone out on the field in the Beis HaKnesses. So according to that, in the town, it doesn't make any difference. Of course, today it does make a difference. Today it's also the same thing. But in those days, in town, you were safe. The Ri always made his tefillah longer, so he should finish among the last ones. Umarich at sheyetze kulam, until everybody went out, so he was the last one to go out. V'im v'seich kach hoyashum odom v'ol beis haknesses. If in the meantime another person came out, late comer came to the beis haknesses, hoyameayin b'sefer at shegomer tefillah. He looked into the sefer until the late comer finished his tefillah. Now this adds, even though Rabbeinu Tam says it refers to a lonely Beis HaMedrash outside in the fields, but the Noe lehachmer aflonu. It's good to be machmer. Also, what Noe means, it's a handsome midah toiva to do. Say that. Now we're skipping a piece of Gemara.
No creature could withstand Bivnei HaNazikim. Bivnei HaNazikim, because of the Nazikim. Nazikim is those things that cause injury. It's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not give us the ability to see that we're able to enjoy life. Because if you could see what's doing, you see how dangerous things are around you. Would need anything. He has eyes like a microscope. Omar Abaye, in who the fish should be not. They are more than we are. It means all the things that are around us are in number very much more than we are. They kind of alone and they stand around us, ki kasla le'uvia, like a wall stands around the ditch. When you dig a ditch, so there's a wall of the earth that you threw up. And we're surrounded on all sides by these things. Omar Avuni, kol chad v'chad minon, each one of us, alf on his small, there are a thousand on his left hand, v'vivosavi minon, and 10,000 on his right hand. It means that he has, it's a figure of speech. It means that he has numberless antagonists who are capable of undoing him. This friction, duchke means friction, that is at the kalo, people come together to hear the droshe on twice a year. They come in big numbers because those are the monks who had vacation from agriculture, Ador and Elo. And so they came together to learn. And when they came home, they saw their garments were worn out from friction, rubbed against each other. Meaning now you have it from them. It means the mere fact that you're obeying against people wouldn't wear out your garments. But it's the mazikim that are there that are wearing out their garments. Bacteria that cause the wear and tear on your garments. The friction only expedites the action of the bacteria. Hani biriki, these knees, these shilihi, that are weak, mean I are from them. Standing a long time at the pilgrimage, at the kala, at the stand, because they didn't have seats for everybody. So they felt weak in their knees. Yes and no, it's because of them. Ani modi de rabbonim de boru. These garments of the rabbonim, they wear out. Now the rabbonim, the garments wear out not only at the pilgrimage, all year round. Because they're busy sitting, they're busy learning, so they're sitting all the time, and their garments are wearing out more rapidly than other people's garments. May Chufya did who is from their affliction. Chufya means they rub against them. The Mazikim rub against them, which means it's bacteria that causes the wear and tear that we see everywhere. Ani Kari, those feet, the Menachem, that are bruised. In I who are from them.
Look at the Tesis Achore. One line below the beginning of Tesis Achore. Tanya Abe Binyamin Omer. You please help your neighbors find a place. Look at the Tesis Achore. And in the Gemara, one line below the beginning of Tesis Achore. Help your neighbors, please, find a place. Put your finger, please, on your neighbor's place. The people are still looking around where it is. Please put your finger on the line for your neighbors, please. Tan you learned Abe Binyamin Omer. Ein tefilo shel odom nishma selav beis haknesses. A man's tefilah is heard only in beis haknesses. Now, he's not talking about a minyan. A man has to make a business deal, or he wants promotion in something, or he has trouble with his wife. He should go to beis haknesses, and that's the place to be mispalel for success. You hear? Even though you come in by yourself, empty beis haknesses, that's where our Kodesh Baruch Hu listens most intently. Most carefully. Shenem alishmaya el harino vel atfil. Now, rina means a place where there's an outcry to Hashem. Koim rina, a place where there's an outcry, where people come always to make an outcry to Hashem. It's a place where kiddush Hashem. That's a place where the honor of Hashem is upheld. Shom tehei tefillah. There's a place of tefillah. So therefore, when a person, even a yochid, wants something, he should come to Beis HaKnesses. If he'll be with a minyan, when he's asking for what he needs, even better. Omar Robin Barav Adam Rav Yitzchok Minayin. Where do we know Shehakodesh Baruch Hu Motzeh Beis HaKnesses, that the Shechinah is found in Beis HaKnesses? Shenema Elokim Nitzav Beyadas Keil. Elokim is standing in the congregation of Keil. Now, Adas, they learn Pshat, Moyed. Moyed means the appointed place. We're not talking now just about a minyan, we're talking about the appointed place. And the appointed places where people come to serve Hashem, that's where the Shechinah is found. Omenayin la'asoreh shemispal. Now he's asking somebody else. That 10 people are davening, not in the Beis HaKnesses, anywhere. Sheshchinim, when the Shechinah is with them. Shenemal elakim nitzo ve'adas keil. Because Eda also means a congregation. Eda means Moyed. Moyed means a place. We found the Tanakh. Sorfu kol Moyadei Keil Boaretz. Or Oyal Moyed. Moyed means a place of meeting. So the place itself is called Moyed, or Eda, and also a congregation is called Eda. I mean, that's all. And Eda means 10 people, because the Meraglim are called Eda. Eidah Haroh Azayis, and he subtract Yeshua and Kolev, there were 10. So now we know that a place of tefillah itself has a shus, and the minyan itself has a shus. If the minyan is in the place of tefillah, it's a double shus. See after here. Omenayin, for where do we know? V'shloisha sheyeshvim badin. Three are sitting as dayonim. Sheshchino imoem, sheneamah bekerav elokim yishpait. Hashem judges in the midst of the judges. Now that pasuk is kipshute. Hashem judges in the midst of the judges. So where there are three dayanim, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes there too. I mean, nine, how do I know the shnayim sheyeshvim v'iskim batera? Two are sitting, learning Torah together. Sheshchino imoem. Then, when Yireh Hashem speaks, Ish El Ve'ehu, Vayakshev Hashem Vayishma. Hashem gives ear, he pays attention, and he hears, and it says that the words are written in the Sefer. It's a Sefer for Yireh Hashem and Chesh Vayishma, those who fear Hashem, and those who think of His name. My, what's meant by Chesh Vayishma? That pasuk where it says, their words are written in the book of those who think of Hashem's name. So what does it mean, Chesh Veshmei? Omer Rav Ashi, Chishev Odom, Las Es Mitzvah. Means, if a man intended to do a mitzvah, that's what Chesh Veshmei means, even those who think of his name, and intended to do a mitzvah, bananas, but some accident came up that prevented him from doing the mitzvah, and he didn't do the mitzvah, the pasuk considers it for him as if he did it. So what do we learn? the intention to do, even though it's frustrated, is given a reward. Because a man is judged by his bechira, by his free will, not by his acts, because acts are not in his power. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to give him the power to carry out his acts. Of course, if he just had an intention that didn't mean anything, and it was a weak intention, that's not an intention. In the case of a man who actually set out to do the mitzvah, something prevented him, so he gets reward. That's what it means, b'cheshvesh, those who think of his name. How do I know Shafilo? Even one man is sitting, engaged in Torah. Sheshchinimo, the Shechin is with him too. Shenema, b'chol amokim asher azkir Hashmi. Wherever I'll cause my name to be mentioned, nobody can mention Hashem's name unless he has Shiyata Dishmaya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps a person that he can mention Hashem's name. Ovoy elecha oyerachti, I'll come to you and I'll bless you. Since Dafila Khad, even if one person studies Torah, the Shechinah comes, Torah me boya, you have to tell me that it comes to two? It's superfluous to say it comes to two. And so there's a difference. Torah michtav and milayav seif hazachinus. If there are two people learning together, their words are inscribed in a special record called seif hazachinus. Chad, so there's only one, his words are not written. Let's say that. The third taste was from the top. Chad, if one is learning Torah, lo michtav in milay, his words are not written, the seif hazachenes. So taste says it doesn't mean that. Claim that means, im acherem, it's not written together with others. There's a special seif hazachenes, where people who do mitzvahs together, like Torah, are inscribed. But his deeds are inscribed in the Sefer. Everybody's deeds are inscribed in the Sefer. In other states, all your deeds are inscribed in the Sefer. Kol shekein midot teva, certainly a good quality. There, even bad deeds are inscribed in the Sefer. So certainly a good quality, like learning Torah by himself, is inscribed in the Sefer. But when two come together, it merits an especial mention, and they're inscribed in a special Sefer called Sefer HaZecheinus. Say that. In the Gemara, the third shure after the Gemara spreads. Three lines after the Gemara spreads. Frag the Gemara v'chi me'acha since afilu trei, even two, merit that the Shechinah should come and the words should be inscribed too. Closer me boy, and three you have to tell me. Why did you mention three? The Shechinah is there. And for the Gemara, Ma'or, they say, what did you might say? Dina. Now the three are not learning. Don't say they're learning. The three are listening to two litigants in a din Torah, an argument over money matters, let's say. Dina, judgment is only Shlomo Be'almu, it's only making peace between people. Although Asher Shechinah, Shechinah wouldn't come, because Torah learning, we understand, two people sit and learn Torah, the Shechinah come. But three people, when they're sitting and listening to arguments, two people are quarreling, and they're trying to make peace. So maybe it's not called an important matter that merits the Shechinah. Kamash Malon, the Dina Nami, even judgment is also Torah, because everything is done according to the Torah. So even telling people how to act according to the Torah is also called Torah. Praying the Gemara of Achim Acha, since that's the case, I feel it's lost, even three, then Asora me boy, then ten you have to tell me that the minion brings the Shechinah. And for Masore is a special thing called Moshchina VeYasho. The Shechina comes first. Where 10 people are going to assemble, the Shechina comes first and waits for them. We'll soon see what that means. Closer, but when only three are the Yasho, until they sit down, the Shechina won't come until they're there. Now all this means even outside the Beis HaKnesses. And the Beis HaKnesses has its merits even without a minion. But the Beis HaKnesses, with a minion, or even with two people, even one person sits and learns the Beis HaKnesses, it's a double merit, say that. Omer Rabbi Oven Barav Adam Rabbi Yitzchok Menayin, how do I know Shakodish Boruch Hu Meniach Tfilin? Hakodish Boruch puts on film. Now the following is a form of abstraction. You have to know Hakodish Boruch Hu does things not merely in generalizations, but there are ways that Hakodish Boruch Hu does things. So therefore, one of the drachim is called putting on tefillin. We know there are drachim in the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu conducts the world. And one of the drachim is called putting on tefillin. Putting on tefillin means HaKadosh Baruch Hu regards the Am Yisrael with a certain attitude. This attitude is symbolized by tefillin. We'll soon see what the attitudes are. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is levesh tzedakah, he puts on tzedakah, he clothed himself also in certain attitudes as regards Am Yisrael. Shenema, Nishba Hashem b'yamino, Hashem swears by his right hand, ubizoya uzay, and by his arm of strength. So he explains, b'yamino zu toira. He swears by the Torah, that's his right hand. Shenema, b'yamino eish dos lomo. From his right hand, there was a fiery Torah that he gave to them. Ubizoya uzay, on his arm of strength, Eile Tefillin. Shenema, the tefillin on the left hand. Shenema, Hashem owes le'am o'yit. Hashem gives strength to his people. And the strength, he says, means the tefillin that he gives to his people. In addition to the Torah, he gives strength to his people, that's tefillin. Omenayin, how do I know she'at tefillin o'yisayim? How do I know that the tefillin is a strength for Yisrael? I mean, where is it a remez that Zreya Uzay means tefillin. Shenema, the Ra'u kol ame ha'aretz. All the nations of the world will see. Ki shem Hashem nikra, that the name of Hashem is called upon you. You bear the name of Hashem. Ve'yoru mimekra, and they'll fear you. It means, when the Am Yisrael conducts themselves with the name of Hashem, then they gain a respect from the nations of the world. When they weaken in their loyalty to proclaiming the name of Hashem, then they become vulnerable to the oppression of the Goyim. The Tanya learned about Isaiah, Blessed God, Lamel, Elo, Tfilin, Shebereish. They'll see the name of Hashem on you, Tfilin, Shebereish. Now, we'll learn Tasis immediately, and when you'll review the Gemara and Tasis together. Tasis. Elo, Tfilin, Shebereish. Now, Tais wants to explain, what's the superiority of Tfilin Shebereish over Tfilin Shebeyad? The Tais says, Lefi sheyesh bohen roiv shem shel shin dalet yud. Tfilin Shebereish have most of that shem. It has a shin and a dalet. Lefi sheyesh bohen roiv shem shel shin dalet yud. Sha shin suvo bikmat shebebatim. The shin is written in the wrinkles on the bias. We are Dalet Ritzuis. The Dalet is in the back of the head in the Ritzuis. Now the Ritzuis sometimes are like a Dalet, and sometimes are like a square. That square is two Dalets. If you look at the Ritzuis, it's two Dalets. But it's a Dalet there. So Shin Dalet, that's most of the name. That's why Tesis says at first that the Tfilin Shel Roish are more of a sign of Shem Hashem than Tfilin Shel Yad. But Tesis is a Tema, it's a Kasha. Mi Shabbos, Sifta Shabbos, Pelig B'Amei Madlikin. The Kabbalah Gemara says, Min Amuta Beficha, that anything that's written with Kedusha, like Tefillin, Sefer Torah, Mezuzahs, must be written on something that's muta in your mouth. It means you can't write it on horse skin. It's written on skin of animals that are kosher animals. Doesn't mean the animals are slaughtered kosher, but animals of the species that are kosher. But you can't write anything that's kedusha on skin of behemoths tmeis. Well, mapig ritzuis b'teilas hashicha, but ritzuis are not excluded because of that. Ritzuis are learned from some other place, but not from this source. So the question is, if the ritzuis and tefillin have most of the shem, a shin and a dalet, so ritzuis are also writing. The shem is also writing. It's written in the ritzuis. So why shouldn't you learn that the Ritzuis have to be from Behemoth to Hoyo? Just like the Parshas and Mezuzahs should also be written. But since the Gemara doesn't derive a Ritzuis from the same place, we see a Ritzuis are not considered writing. But all my big Swiss, he doesn't derive a Swiss that he has to be Erbeim Tahela, Punteras Hashem Aficha. He learns it from some other source. So you see that the Swiss are not called writing. Make sure the Kasha is understood. This din of Teras Hashem Aficha applies only to things that are written, like Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzahs. It cannot be written Erbeim Tahela. Now, if you'll say Ritzuis also have the Shem, because the Dalet and the Shin, so why shouldn't we learn that Ritzuis also must be Behemot Torah from the same source? So we see it's not considered writing. But in another Kasha, the Paragbasa, the Megillah, Kori calls Ritzuis Tashmishik Dushabam. The only Tashmishik Dushabam. Then it's like this. Tefillin, Sefer Torah and Mezuzah are Kedusha, not Tashmishik Dushabam. And when they're worn out, you can't leave them any place. You have to put them in a special geniza. You have to bury them or something. But if it's like old sissies don't have to bury. Old sissies you can put in a place where they won't be trodden on. That's all. Behind the bushes, they don't need geniza. But sissies are not kedusha, only tashmishay mitzvah. Now, the tzuris are called only tashmishay kedusha, not kedusha alone. But if you'll say the Suez have the Shem written in them, like the Dalet of Shin Dalet, so Suez also be called Kedusha, not Tashmish Kedusha, the Kedusha itself. Ela Yeshlem, so Tesha says that therefore that's not called the Shem. The fact that the Dalet in the Suez doesn't make it the Shem, it's not a Shem. Ela Yeshlem, Ela Tfilin Shebereish, why is Tfilin Shebereish called the Shem Hashem? Not because of the Shem. It's not a Shem. The fact that the Shin that's in the wrinkles of the bias and the Dalet in the Tzur, that doesn't constitute a Shem at all. And that's why we don't derive Oyo Behema Tehoyo from Minamuta Beficha like we do by Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzahs. And we don't call it Kedusha only Tashmish Kedusha because there's no Shem there. But what's the greatness of Tefillin Shebereish? If he shehain be gobe shalish, they're high on the head, v'nirin, and they're visible to everybody. The shayach behu, it's possible to say v'rog, that the world will see them. Avot filin shal yad mechush akaveda tachsiv, v'chol ha'oish, it should be a sign only for you. Al yod v'lo lachermas. So filin shal yad, we always cover it up with a sleeve. That's the way to do it. It's a sign only for you and not for others. But tefillin shereish are a sign for the world. And that's why tefillin shereish are more important, not because of any shem. Say the Gemara and the Tesha together. Hananya ben Akasha, Merotz HaKadosh Baruch Hu,
Bezakos Es Yisrael. This shiur was made available by kolavigdor.com.